Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, December 14th, 2015. This is going to be a big week for this radio ministry and probably for each and every one of you. And I'm going to do something as a surprise. We'll see if this can even come together or work out. But I'm going to call up a listener. I just received a Christmas card from her a few days ago. And we're going to see if she can comment on this story. So let me see if this will work out. And maybe while she's getting her bearings, I'll announce some winners from last night's Singing Men concert at the First Baptist Church of Rantoul. What a glorious time. I have a story or two to tell about that. But let me see if I can call up this listener. She doesn't know it. I'll see if I can get permission to read her little note and story over the air. So let's see. I've not done this before. Let's see if I can work this into the system. We'll see if I can get a hold of Carol.
Hello,
Carol?
Yes.
Hi, Mark Burns with Great News Radio. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Mark. It said private caller, and I don't always take those. I'm glad I took it.
Well, so am I. In fact, this is my top secret radio line, so I never give out this phone number, and so that's why it's always blocked, because I'm calling from the home studio, and I'm looking at that wonderful card, the things you wrote in it, along with this wonderful story, and I wanted to have permission to share it over the air during today's edition of Mark and Friends.
That would be great. I assume that would be okay. Do you know this, Mary?
No, I don't, but I think we could kind of keep it generic. So hang on the line with me.
Okay.
And in fact, I'll read your card to our listeners, and then maybe you can tell a little of the story, kind of the God sighting.
You want me to talk again?
Oh, yes. Hey, this is a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends, so just bear with me. In fact, here's what I'll do. You can kind of collect your thoughts. You're a part of the program. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to say a few highlights about the Singing Men concert that happened in Rantoul. I'll pull up a couple prize drawing winners. And so you collect your thoughts. You just hang on there for a minute. Think of maybe your...
Just a second. You're getting ahead of me. You're getting ahead of me now. I don't even remember what I wrote in the card other than what I told you about this sweet lady.
Yes, well, I'll read it all to you to get your memory refreshed and maybe think about your favorite verse and a little of your testimony, and I'll come back to you in just a second.
Mark!
I know. You can take it out on me later, but you got to be a part of this program. So first, you just stay tuned right there for a minute. And
Mark.
You can tell why you listened to the radio station. Hopefully, you'll keep listening after I put you on the spot. But I got...
Oh, Mark!
Okay, you just hang in there. Our first winner from last night filling out Great News Radio Voice List of Radio Surveys is Ruth Martin. She's from Rantoul, and we'll give her a free appetizer coupon to the Texas Roadhouse, and I'll go into our prize cabinet and pull out some other good gifts. The next winner, we had a number of people fill out Voice of Listener Radio surveys. Linda De Groot, married to Doug, lives in Rantoul. She'll be awarded a gift from the Great News Radio prize cabinet along with the appetizer coupon. And then finally, Mary Houston, married to Randy. Oh, I should do a shout-out for Randy. He does the heating and air conditioning for Great News Radio, and I talked with him the other day about maybe being one of our sponsors at our 20th birthday celebration happening in April, and he said he's already thinking about a special novelty item to put into our gift box, and he's going to even look at some air conditioning things for us. So a quick highlight from last night before we have Carol back on is I got to either get her calmed down or if she's fuming, what is Mark doing putting me on the spot? I'm not ready to be sharing my testimony and all this, but hang with me, Carol. But last night's celebration. Now, you didn't join us last night in Rantoul, did you?
No. Well, I wish I could have, but no, I was unable to.
Well, Carol, after it was all said and done, a dear, dear friend, Catherine Scott, her and her husband Bill, they were about the third row back from where we were singing. She comes up to me and she says, Mark, I got to tell you this. She says, I don't know if you remember, but about 18 or so years ago, I remember having dinner with you. And it's when you were just talking about your vision for the Singing Men of GNN and trying to pull it together. And she said, it hadn't even started yet. And I said, oh, yeah, I remember. It was at Biagi's or something in Champaign. And this has been a dear, dear couple, Bill and Catherine. Well, she said, tonight, I didn't want to come to the concert. She said, I had a long day. I was just in recently from traveling. I had three grandchildren, like a 7, a 5, and a 2-year-old, all morning, afternoon. And she said, really, I was just going to stay home and call it an evening. But my husband, Bill, said, well, that's fine. I'm still going to go alone then. And she goes, no, you can't go alone. So she said, 5 minutes into the presentation, I was so blessed. And by the time it was finished, it was as if God was using the lyrics and the melodies and the songs and everything just to refresh me and cleanse me and wash over me. And she said, Mark, I just have to tell you how very blessed I am. And so I'm going to share that at the Singing Men rehearsal tonight. But it was just so reassuring again to see how God uses the Singing Men of GNN. And yet he uses listeners like you, Carol. So now here's where you're going to shine. You sent a radio station donation a few days ago, and you sent a Christmas card, and it recites something from Ronald Reagan. Christmas is the commemoration of the birth of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, whose message would truly be one of good tidings and great joy, peace and goodwill. During this glorious festival, let us renew our determination to follow his example. Ronald Reagan, December 1983, Reflection on the Meaning of Christmas. And here's what you wrote. Dear Mark and staff, giving thanks once again for your radio ministry. What a joy to hear the God-honoring music. As I mature, each day becomes even more precious. God's word and music helps me to be less fearful of what my children and grandchildren will be facing if we don't step up in a new direction. God bless you and all you do. And a nice little smiley face, a heart plus Carol. And then you attached on some colorful little stationery. I was in TJ Maxx, Danville, browsing when I made eye contact with the lady. Before I knew it, she was in my arms sobbing. She had surgery with complications and was carrying a wound vac to clean the wound. When she was settled, I asked if I could pray for her, and she said yes. After I asked if she listened to Great News Radio, guess what? She too listens. And then you said, pray for that individual. So, Carol, tell us the story behind the story. I mean, you're like a little evangelist out there sharing about the radio ministry, making eye contact with a stranger, just feeling like called of God to open up your arms. Why did she approach you?
Do you know, I still don't understand why. I was standing there looking at some Christmas cups, actually, for the grandchildren. And she said, excuse me, like she'd bumped into me, which I didn't think she had. And I says, oh, it's all right. And when I looked at her, the next thing I knew, she was in my arms. She was needing someone to hug her. And to be quite frank with you, the reason I was in Danville is I had been listening to the news too much. And all of this story about these killings, oh, my goodness, it made me really sad. And then here in Milford, Illinois, there was one of our residents, 53 years old, was on a railroad track, and he has a family, 3 children and a wife. She's a school teacher. He had a construction company, a crane service, I believe. Well, that day, he had been hit by the train and died. And I was just overwhelmed with sadness, and that's why I went to Danville. I thought, I just need to get away. I just need to quit hearing about sadness. And so I was in, thinking a little retail therapy, you know. And to be honest with you, I didn't even buy anything that day, but I believe that God led me there because that lady needed to be hugged. And in retrospect, I probably did, too.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I should say for our listeners, and let me put a little disclaimer out there, you had no idea I was going to call. In fact, have we ever talked?
One other time, Mark, you did the same thing to me when I first started listening to you. But I tell you, I still listen to you, and I really do enjoy your Christmas music.
How long ago was that? I can't even remember.
Do you know? I'm not sure, but I know I've been writing to you for a long time.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how sure.
It might have been 10 or 15 years ago. So with us is Carol Saucedo. She lives in Milford, Illinois. Had no idea I was going to call, but you recently sent in a donation with a nice card and a nice story. And I had been sick on Sunday in bed. I missed church. Lots of fluids, low key. I made it out to the Singing Men concert. And then I thought, I don't have a guest scheduled yet for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, so I just thought, what could I do? And as I was going through cards, I thought, this is perfect. I already know who's going to be the special guest tomorrow, but I didn't have anyone for today. So you've been listening for a long time. How has God used this radio ministry in your life?
Well, to be honest, I was one when I moved here. I'd just been through a divorce, to be quite honest mm-hmm. with you, and it took a while to heal, and I started listening. And I've just never stopped listening. David Jeremiah and Charles Stanley especially have really stood out in my life. I still listen to their DVDs and in a small Bible study. And you just minister to me. I can't explain it any better than that. It just touches my heart. The people that you talk to, the things that you do to spread the word. I believe in our society today that we need this hope that you're spreading.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. I mean, all glory to God that, you know,
yes.
we have the David Jeremiahs, the Tony Evans, the Charles Stanleys, the Chuck Swindolls, the even Ron Hutchcraft and Johnny Erickson Tata,
right.
even the shorter little 2 or 4 minute devotional thoughts are just so reinforcing to encourage you into the day or to just fortify you or to bring maybe some healthy conviction. Or I listen all the time. I mean, I love it myself. And so what brought you to the Milford area?
What brought me to Milford is I have a daughter and my 3 grandchildren that live here.
Okay, well, that's a great reason.
I grew up in Danville, actually.
Okay.
I grew up in Danville, Illinois, years and years ago. Actually, I just met you again in Danville. You had not seen the Collingsworth family before, and I told you you were going to love it. I hope you liked it.
So much so that they've already made arrangements to return in 2016, I think more in the fall time, and we'll be announcing that and supporting the effort to get the word out. So, yeah, they're returning. Phenomenal concert. I will definitely return.
Actually, Les had called me and told me that they'd be coming back, and he's even offering like gift certificates that people could give to family for Christmas for that concert.
Yeah, Les turned into a little marketer for the Lord. Had no experience putting on a concert and all the details, and yet he just kind of was used of God very significantly.
He did a great job.
Oh, yeah, excellent. Hey, share a little of your faith journey. Did you grow up in a Christian home? Who helped influence you?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. My parents, I just found out about 3 years ago that my mother had been raised by her grandparents who were Baptists,
mm-hmm.
and my dad was a Lutheran. I never knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I go back to Danville. The Lutheran church that he attended as a boy is still standing, and I go to their cantata. It'll be the 20th of this month. But when I was young, they didn't take us to church,
mm-hmm.
but they did send me to a Baptist kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the Baptist church for kindergarten, but then my sister, a friend by the name of Carolyn Penrod, I wish I could find her actually, had invited my sister to church. And my sister was baptized at that time, mm-hmm. and she took me by the hand and took me with her for a short time because I was younger. And then I got married, and it was just very important for me to take my children
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
to church. it was just very important to me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that is my story. I believe everybody should have their children in church, and it makes me sad. I'd like to see all children in church, especially when you go to church and you see these small children reciting God's verses out of the Bible. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I just think it's monumental, and I think we've lost some of that in our society.
Yeah, they'll say statistically a child attending a church and learning about God's love and learning the biblical narrative, the stories in the Bible, they're so much more likely by the time they get to, you know, teenage, by the time they're 15, if they've been going to church, they're much more receptive to accepting Jesus and following him than someone that hasn't, because after the age of like 15 or 18, the likelihood is reduced significantly. So it's always important to help them understand God's love at an early age, and then just to keep growing. So you've been tuning in for a number of years, enjoying the music and messages. And how do you like the Christmas selections so far?
Oh, I think they're great. Sometimes, Mark, I don't know whether it's my radio, I don't know what's happening, but sometimes I get static. And I think that may be because Milford is kind of in the middle of nowhere, but I've got a radio on each floor, and like mm-hmm. when I'm working in my house, I always make sure the radio's on. I enjoy your station. I try to spread the word.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you did that in Danville recently to that dear, sweet woman that God used you to minister to. And yeah, Milford's kind of on the fringe, if you would say, for our signal coverage. And sometimes what can happen, even hundreds of miles away, sometimes there could be a weather front in St. Louis, Missouri, and there's a 102.5, 100,000-watt station in St. Louis, Missouri, and if a weather front is just right, it'll affect that signal bouncing all the way, like interfering in Monticello, Illinois. And so sometimes the Monticello listener will call in and say, did you change your format? I'm hearing, like, light rock and roll. And I'm like, no, there's a weather front a couple hundred miles away, and it affects the signal, and then our signal bounces. And so sometimes there can be either competing frequencies or weather fronts, and so...
Well, I'm happy I mentioned that. I thought maybe it was my radio.
No, that can happen, and then sometimes, you know, when it's really cloudy or overcast, there's other competing factors, and so usually, as if it's nice, clean, and clear, and especially during this winter time, for the next few months, our signal usually carries even further, because there's no leaves on trees or other things that block the frequency. And most of the time, if you have an antenna, you know, it can pick up the frequency. But when there's a lot of foliage or leaves in the tree during the summertime, a lot of brush and such, it can affect reception. But for the next few months, I always like it because our reach is much further than usual. So, and we reached you on the phone. You've been very courageous. I applaud you for taking the call, being willing to share a little of your faith journey and the unique way that God used you. I'm glad you saw that as kind of a divine appointment, because you kind of were going out to maybe, you know, defrag, if you will, kind of like, Lord, what am I going to do with all this turmoil going on? Maybe shopping will light my load. And yet there he coordinates it so this woman has somebody's arms to fall into, and you can kind of connect with her. And both of you, I think, kind of left refreshed, would you say?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Oh, my goodness, yes. She said so many nice things about me, and I says, you know, I appreciate that, but I think that maybe it was the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. and God working through me brought me here and connected us. Because, you know, I'm not always courageous. I love the Lord, but it's not always easy for me to, not everybody is receptive, but there's opportunities where there's an opening like that, and I felt that I just grasp onto that opening. I don't know. She said so many nice things after, though. She was so appreciative. I must tell you, she too had been through a divorce. And along with this problem she had, she was caring for her 93-year-old mother. So she had a heavy load.
Sure. Hey, I'll close out. Do you have a favorite Christmas song? I'll try to find something really quick. Close out with our closing minutes here.
Do you know what my very favorite is? When I first moved here, it was Vince Gill, Let There Be Peace on Earth.
Mm.
Vince Gill sang that. I'm sure somebody else does too, but they just played it in my church about 2 weeks ago, so there must be other people that sing it.
And it's Vince Gill.
Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me is kind of the theory behind
let
it.
Let there be. I'll see what I can find. Let there be peace on earth. That might be the title.
Maybe.
All right. We'll see if I can multitask here. Well, thank you for being available for today's edition of Market Friends.
Thank you, because you didn't give me a chance to get scared. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And tomorrow we're going to have a special guest in the studio, Diane Bowler. She's a writer and author, and Marianne Offenstein, our project manager and listener relations specialist, is going to come in and introduce her to our Great News Radio listening family. So it'll be a good program tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you so much, Mark. You guys do a great job.
You take care. Thank you for taking the call.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. All right, Great News Radio listeners, we hope to see many of you this Saturday at Marketplace Mall in Champaign at noon, the Singing Men of GNN, along with the debut of the Great News Radio Theater Troupe. So that's happening this Saturday, December 19th at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. Hope to see you there. All right, this song goes out to Carol in Milford. It's Let There Be Peace on Earth by the Harlem Boys Choir. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.